When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Kenny's reaching out. Good morning, Ben Davis and Kelly Kay and all your listeners. I've been with my boyfriend for over a year and a half. He is amazing. Does all the great boyfriend things. Texts every morning, calls me every day, texts and FaceTimes and calls every night, plans things with me. He's involved with my kids' lives. I'm telling you, he is great.
That is great. Problem solved.
Giant butt coming here.
Oh.
He has never told me he loves me.
Aw.
I've said it once. It was kind of a lackluster response. Never said it again.
Oh, gosh.
I honestly feel he's very emotionally detached. Like, he went through a rough time before he met me. I honestly don't know how he kept his sanity. I know I need to have a conversation with him, but how? How do I make it not sound like a confrontation or an ultimatum? We rarely fight. And I don't want it being brought up during a disagreement because that's just childish.
Right.
I think about it every day that maybe I'm the problem and I'm just a rebound or a placeholder until the really special girl comes along. Maybe I'm not it enough for him to say it.
Aw.
Any advice is appreciated.
How early on? Do we know how early on she...
A year and a half.
No. How early on did she say... I love you to him, and she got the lackluster response.
Not sure.
I wonder if that was early, and it freaked him out a little bit, and he just hasn't recovered. But yeah, I mean, that's tough when you've kind of put yourself out there, and you're waiting on a response, and you haven't gotten it. And
at a year and a half, I feel like I could get if he was spooked at maybe 6 months or something. But even then, like I think nowadays, 6 months, you should know, right? If there's a future there. And
I would think, yeah.
That was always my timeline.
Yeah. I will say I dated, you know, a few girls before my wife, but like I've only, other than my kids, I've only said I love you to her. You know,
that's special.
Well, I mean, okay, sorry, parents, yes. You know,
that's
romantic sort of
stuff. Love.
Right.
That's,
yeah,
yes.
But romantic love to her. So I remember thinking in my head, you know, I want to not just throw that word or that phrase around and make sure that it's real before I say it. So maybe he is kind of in that same boat.
Yeah, Mike is saying on Facebook, a person carrying emotional baggage can impact them in so many different ways. There are triggers in life that with love, support, and time dissipate, but they can still be there forever. The fact that you see and understand this shows the amount of love you hold for him.
Yeah.
Have a talk. Tell him how you feel. Ask him how he feels and what you can do to help him feel safe. It's not easy. From a man that carried a ton of baggage from a hard life until I met the woman I married, she helped me with all my stuff.
Aww.
I promise you it's doable, and in the long run, we'll create an unbreakable bond.
Do you say those little phrases tiptoeing around it, like we were bringing up earlier in the show? They're just like, you know, I love being around you. I love
the way you are with our kids,
I love you
with my
kids. Yes. I love the way you interact with my kids. I love the way we FaceTime each other. I love those little texts that you send me every single morning.
Yeah.
And you know, there are a lot of people who are also bringing up, maybe he shows it in another way and maybe there are other things that you can kind of point out. But at the same time, as I'm even saying that, I think it should be obvious.
It should be. And it sounds like, you know, she is talking all about the things that he does and how involved he is in her life.
Well, that's a love, isn't it?
Life. Exactly. But what, you know, I also understand her need to hear it.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, I think if you were in this same situation as Penny, tell us your story about that whole love word and how maybe it was thrown out there, not reciprocated, what you did, what was the conclusion, how you got through it.
How'd you approach it again without, again, like she said, not feeling like it's an ultimatum or a confrontational?
Yeah. The last thing you want is for him to feel like, well, listen, if you don't say I love you, then that means we're done.
Yeah, he doesn't want to feel backed into a corner like he has to say it if he's really not feeling it, which, again, can be the risk of having a conversation like this.
All right. This is what group therapy is all about. So your stories, 502-795-1997. We'll get to those next. How big of a deal is it that a boyfriend of a year and a half hasn't said I love you? Penny has an amazing boyfriend. That is the issue. It's been a year and a half. He hasn't said those words. She thinks about it every day, worrying that maybe she's now just a placeholder for someone else.
Yeah, like the right girl. And so she's just wondering, all right, how do I bring this up to him without it sounding confrontational or sounding like an ultimatum?
Mm-hmm. There are several who are suggesting that patience is the key here, that that's something you don't want to force or rush or make him feel obligated to say. You want him to want to say it. So patience.
This is true, but we've been together for a year and a half.
Okay, think
back. How much longer?
I was going to say, think back to, you know, you, Kelly. Year and a half in.
Uh-huh.
Those words haven't been exchanged.
Oh, that didn't happen.
Haven't been reciprocated. Like, yeah, said it, and the other person hasn't said anything like that.
Well, okay, so there was a situation where it was said, but then kind of not said again. So that was weird, too, because it was like, okay, do you still, or do you just, like, love me as a person,
but it's not that kind of love?
And it was a complicated situation.
Right, sure.
So, because he had stuff, right, and he knew he was trying to sift through the stuff and couldn't feel like he could fully
commit,
dive into us having a future.
I hear that.
So that was, yeah, and ultimately that didn't work out.
All right.
So, but yeah, I mean, once, you know, me and my husband were in that lane, it was all the way to the finish line.
How so?
Married! Married! Got married!
Because, you know, I mean, those words are easy to say after a certain thing happens.
I know. Kimberly said there is a lot attached to the phrase, I love you. Uh-huh. And plenty of people say that all the time and never meant it once.
Mm.
But actions speak louder than words. Does he clean the ice off your windshield? Maybe he brought home a breakfast cereal one of your kids mentioned was their favorite. Are there things he does for you that don't necessarily make your life easier, but shows he's always thinking of you? That could be the easiest way to really fully figure out how he feels.
Does he show you a YouTube video and really open himself up to seeing his inner thoughts and feelings?
Does he show you his favorite memes?
His memes, yes. Does he show you memes? Here's some Captain Crunch. I love you.
Oh, okay.
I love this cereal.
No, but that is a very good point. Those little, you know, acts of love,
uh-huh.
You know, especially if we go to love languages and stuff, maybe acts of service is a way of showing love.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, you're right. Maybe acts of service is his love language and he shows it in ways like being attentive to your kids and FaceTiming you and texting you and being there.
And maybe he doesn't fully know that she needs words of affirmation.
Yeah. So have we actually given her the tools to have this conversation with him, or are we just saying?
No, we haven't. That's what we need. That's what she needs from us. She needs us to, like, okay, how does she approach it without coming off confrontational or making it feel like an ultimatum?
Well, maybe I go back to, are we saying the word love in other ways? Me not saying I love you, but like, I love this. I love this about you. I love this when this happens.
Well,
you know,
and here's the thing. How does he sign? Surely in a year and a half, they've gotten each other a card for a special occasion, right?
Mm-hmm.
Birthday, Valentine's Day.
Does he sign love on the card?
Yes. How did he sign it?
Because, or does he just sign his name?
Yeah. That, again, a year and a half in, is a little weird. Like, you can't even write the word.
Mm-hmm. Well, we don't know that.
Right.
Right?
I don't know. Sounding like he hasn't. I think she would have included that he's written the word.
But he just hasn't said it.
But he hasn't said it.
Okay. So, yeah. I mean, I think, this goes back to those relationships and having to have those tough conversations where you're a year and a half in, maybe it's like, hey, so what are we? Are we a thing? You know, and he's like, well, of course we are.
Do we bring to him the whole love language conversation? Like, hey, I saw this and wondered your thoughts.
And
to try to like figure out what he needs from her to feel loved.
Maybe she needs to figure out her love language first. And
sure,
maybe
well,
it's, and it's, I don't know what all the love languages are, but you know,
but I think part of it is words of affirmation. She needs to hear it. And
right.
So that's a way that she can maybe tell him that's what she needs from him. And then also find out what he needs from her. And maybe just, again, figure out the total true status of their relationship.
I mean, these
are, does it have a future?
These are tough conversations to have for people who've been in a relationship for 10 years,
oh,
much
100%.
Less. I mean, so, hey, we're not going to say it's easy. And look, if he is in it for the long haul, then he won't be, quote, scared away because you're a year and a half in. I don't think he's going to be scared away a year and
no.
a half in. If this would have been like a week or two or three or a month, maybe. But a year and a half, I don't think he's going to be scared away. So,
but she does have a point in she needs to figure out, is he just staying because it's comfortable and it feels safe, but it may not be like what he thinks is the end all be all.
All right. So bring
and
up
if that's the case. She needs to figure out, are they going to be stagnant or is there a future?
All right. So bring up the love languages thing. And I would suggest peppering in the word love around things that he does.
To gauge his reaction.
Yeah. For sure.
And maybe get him a card thanking him for some of the things that he does.
Yep.
And sign it with
love.
You know, I love you.
Mm-hmm.
And see what he says.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, good luck. I know that's not easy, but keep us posted on everything. That is Group Therapy.